talked about a unique concept of Yi'ush, about giving up hope. And we talked from Rav Kook in the Orot HaTshuvah in Perachet, that even seemingly this terrible midah of giving up hope actually has a good quality of being able to understand a certain submission, a certain limitation, and definitely it comes from that point. I learned this morning a piece by Rav Soloveitchik in Alei Tshuva that said that the part of tshuva is actually of hakarat achet, what we had talked about in Hilchos Tshuva earlier on in the week, is that when you realize of how dirty chet is and how much it makes you chotei mechet'o, on one level it gives you this piercing feeling of lowliness, of chet, of yiyush. But on another level, part of the tshuva process is to know how much we believe in ourselves and how strong we are and how much we have the moon and Hashem that He believes in us. And I think it's a very, very important point of having this dialectic. On one level, being able to know that, okay, I've made some mistakes, but another level of how much you have to believe in yourself to overcome these mistakes. However, there's another major level as we start coming, and that's the article that I gave to you to read, which is The Individual and the Community, from Rav Soloveitchik, an essay that was given in the 1970s. And I think it comes very much within the mitzvot, they're not only in Sefer Dvarim as a whole, but specifically Parshas Ki Tetzeh. And one specific mitzvah is the mitzvah of marriage that's brought down here in Parshas Ki Tetzeh. When you get married, this is what you have to do. And Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, in a sefer called Emet LeYaakov, asks a great question. What is it doing here? All of the questions of relationships, we already had two chapters already in Vayikra. Vayikra Yochet, Vayikra Chaf, that talked about different relationships. Why, and what's the message that the Torah is saying over here? Ki kach ish isha. And Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky here in the Sefer explains a very, very important yisod, that all of Sefer Dvarim is the concept of the klal, is the concept of knowing not only yourself and yourself within the tzibur. And when you get married, a person's not only talking about themselves, of lo tov hiyot adam levado, but it's a major, major status change for all of Am Yisrael. And that is the reason why it's brought down here in Parsha Ki Tetzeh, within Sefer Dvarim. And if that's true, I think it backs up a little bit of our own individual work that we have to do. And sometimes we give up hope within our own individual work. But that's why you have a chabura. That's why you have a shir. That's why you have a friend. That's why you have Am Yisrael. Part of coming towards Rosh Hashanah, towards a new year, is to realize as much as you get older, and you have to develop your own individual talents and individual strengths. It's being able at a certain dialectic, but also true that you're part of a greater community. Part of Am Yisrael. B'toch Ami Anuchi Yashavet. Concept of being part of Am Yisrael. And that, I believe, is a major message as you read Sefer Dvarim. To know, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes in the person's individual strength, but it's also not a part of a great nation. We read in Parshas Re'eh, Ki Am Kadosh Ata Uvacharta. And Hashem not only chooses you as an individual, but it's also because you're part of the nation. It's a double choice. It's you being chosen as for your talents, but it's also knowing where you are, and part of where you are is part of Am Yisrael. And hopefully as the year progresses, and it comes in a very, very stark way, already in Rosh Hashanah, where we're used to. How can I be happy at Rosh Hashanah? I messed up so much during the summer. I messed up. Part of the answer is that Rosh Hashanah and this time of the year, of course, is your own personal development. But you're also part of something great called Am Yisrael. And within that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already promised that if you attach yourself to Am Yisrael, Am HaNetzach, it's not going to happen. There's no problem. They're not going to destroy us. They might want to destroy us. They may want to behead us. They might want to kill us. Doesn't matter. Am Yisrael is here. And you, as part of Am Yisrael, you're part of that chain, that tradition. And Amir Hashem, next week, we'll continue talking about this concept of being with Am Yisrael, what it means. Does that squash my identity? Or does it actually lift up my identity? So Amir Hashem, everyone should have a beautiful Shabbat with your own individual. And hopefully think about this concept of Am Yisrael. Shabbat.